Many people were introduced to the classic Les Misérables through the Tony Award-winning musical version. Well, a new 6-episode miniseries of Les Mis debuts Sunday, and there's no music. PBS's masterpiece instead focuses on the story. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says he was surprised at how little he missed the music.
This could sound like heresy to fans of the classic musical, but I love Les Misérables without the songs. At least I love writer Andrew Davis and director Tom Shanklin's musicless version of this story, which recreates the broad sweep of Victor Hugo's classic 1862 French novel with an epic emotional treatment. The show's power comes courtesy of its two leads, Dominic West, who plays convict-turned-hero Jean Valjean, and David Oyelowo, who is Javert, the policeman who relentlessly hunts him down. Their first scenes together are electric, as Javert assures Valjean he's a convict because it's in his nature.
I was born in prison. My parents were criminals. Men like us have only two choices, to prey on society or to guard it. You chose the former, I chose the latter.
19 years for a loaf of bread. You've got 12 months left to serve. My guess, you'll be back in here before another year's gone by.
It's interesting to see a black man play the ultimate cop, given today's debates about over-policing people of color. But the central issue in Les Misérables centers on character. Are people inherently bad, or do they simply make bad choices in desperate circumstances? The story also suggests that love is the best response to tough times. West and the always excellent Derek Jacobi bring this point home while recreating a classic scene from the novel. A fresh out of prison Valjean is given a place to sleep by a bishop played by Jacobi. The bishop challenges Valjean to love his fellow man despite his hard life.
How can I love my fellow man when he treats me worse than a dog? It's easy for you. You can afford to be kind and gentle.
Absolutely right. It is easy for me, but consider this, even if the world has done you a great injustice, does it really serve you to have a heart full of bitterness and hatred?
West is the linchpin of this miniseries. As Valjean progresses from hardened ex-convict to an upstanding businessman with a fake identity, the actor remains compelling and believable. With a glance, West can reveal Valjean as a flawed man reaching towards redemption, but often undone by impulsive decisions and the guilt of his past misdeeds. Lily Collins is another delight as Fantine, a poor woman whose life is ruined by trusting the wrong people. When she falls in love with a wealthy young aristocrat who is romancing her, a friend warns her of that folly.
You have to remember, they're not serious, these types. They're just amusing themselves. The ground we walk on, it's not solid ground, Fantine. We could fall through at any time. We could be down in the gutter and no one would care. Plenty more where we come from.
But why should it always be like that?
Because it is.
Fantine learns the hard way how right her friend is. That she pays such a heavy price when Valjean arguably makes worse mistakes and survives feels like a nod to the persistent inequality between the sexes. A co-production with the BBC, PBS's miniseries vividly recreates the crushing poverty and immense gaps between the lives of the wealthy and the poor in post-Napoleonic France. This is why a new version of Les Misérables makes sense right now, as America and the world is already wrestling with tough questions centered on poverty, policing, wealth caps, and social justice. I'm Eric Deggans.